Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and today we're going to talk about all kinds of things. Terahertz, we need to really focus on terahertz. I think everyone's looking at 5G the wrong way. I think everyone's looking at 5G, shouldn't be looking at 5G at all since it's already here. But I want to present something to you all. Everybody who's revolving, you know, Corona. And we've been all focused on this coronavirus, and even in our media and in our YouTubes and whatever form of medium we're talking about, everybody focused on the corona. Now I'm going to tell you something. This was the trial run. This was the prototype. This is not the one that's going to matter. This was to see how stupid everybody was and how everybody would be complicit to following the orders. The real pandemic that happened, was $3.3 trillion plus dollars were stolen out of the stock market. This thing, the stock market was highly inflated. I couldn't figure out why it was so high. I did not see the prosperity that was being propagated by political people in political positions or those in the financial positions. I didn't see any of it. Didn't see it in Canada, and I didn't see it in the United States either. What I did see was status quo. Even when I was visiting my mom, I wondered, and I asked her, I said, why is the stock market so high? It was at 28,000 plus, nearing 29 when I was looking at it. I said, why is it so high? There's nothing here. Nothing at all here that's even indicating that this should be this high. If anything, it should be probably about 10,000 points lower. And I think that's where it's going, if it hasn't gone there already, or not lower. So now we've had a market crash, and a lot of people lost a lot of money. Some got completely wiped out. Some got completely tanked with whatever is going on. So, in regard to the real pandemic, see, this is the thing. This is the thing the elite always do. Those in charge, they manipulate the population's thinking. Now everybody is going to be viral phobic. They have been training everybody to have social distancing. That's isolation, makes you an easier target. They have been creating this paradigm in the stores where you have to stand in a certain beyond a certain line, and each line has got a space, so forth and so on. This is basically what we're seeing is conditioning, mind control conditioning, or cult conditioning. This is what we're seeing. You know, they have basically got everybody fixated. And this is the interesting thing. And it, I mean, you got to give it to them. They basically, and I'm not an elitist or anything like that, but I got to tell you, I said for 8 weeks that this was a fake pandemic. I even pointed out this was a terahertz targeting, that the people in China that got taken out, this was a weapon prototype that they were testing on their people. They wiped them out. It wasn't even a viral infection. This was basically an energy infection or an energy assault. And there was reports, which I don't have now, which I should have downloaded, but there were reports stating that they had just gotten vaccinated in China, and then this happened shortly thereafter. My thinking is they assaulted them with a nanotechnology or programming inside their bodies, and then deactivated them by targeting them with the terahertz frequencies. Because, let's face it, they got antenna all over China. We got the same thing going on now in Canada, United States. You won't be able to fart out of the right side of your arse without some beam monitoring it as you're walking down the street. 5G is here. If you look, go back a couple shows, there's a link where I pointed out, they say it's already been accomplished. It's It's already done. So the front, if you will, is like, oh yeah, we can fight, and they let you rant and rave about all you want. The interesting thing here is we do not have any rights. You're just slaves. You're nothing but slaves. You're just basically a commodity, and that's all you are. Because they have divided and conquered everybody, separated everybody by either race, by color, creed, belief systems, ideologies, or whatever. And that's pretty hard to get past, especially when you've been conditioned and told that you are the superior. You got the superior belief system, you got the superior political structure, you're superior because you're special, because you're involved in whatever ideology, principle, or belief system there is, and that's because you were chosen to be in this group and you're special. And everything outside of that is so special. That's how it's been conditioned. They've taken a tribal concept, they program people to be in a more of a tribal community kind of thing, and what's happening is now everybody is following suit on this. So we need to realize that what's going on, number one, we need to pay attention. These numbers on the pandemic are not adding up at all. Someone sent me a joke today, and it made so much sense. We have 300,000 people a year dying of obesity. 300,000 people a year. 1/3 of 1 million in the population is dying from obesity every year. And yet, all they can come up with is a new flavoring agent for tortillas. See, this is the oxymoron here. 300,000 people a year die, and there's not a pip, not a pipe, nothing. Someone made a comment about Obama, Obama, when he was in power, and the H1N1 came out. What is it, 70,000 people got infected, so many people, if they died from it, and there was no shutting down the economy. There was no shutting down anything. People were walking down the street. People didn't have to have social distancing. So this is a new conditioning coming on. Further isolating men and women from each other. Further isolating people from each other. This is going to continue. This and the concept of it's going to get back to normal. This is such bullshit. Honest to God, I cannot believe anybody would fall for that one. If they've initiated a program such as to this extent, as encompassing as it is on the planet, and as propagating as they've done with the media, constantly barraging, oh, the coronavirus, the Italians, they died of coronavirus, oh, those Italians, oh, those guys that eat the pizza and drink the wine, oh, they all died. That was such bullshit, too. Did you know 99% of the people that supposedly had died of the coronavirus in Italy did not die from the coronavirus? 99% failure rate? They all died from other conditions, but the media blasted this morning, noon, and night. Ooh, the Italians, they're dying. The Italians, oh my gosh, they ate too much pizza, drank too much wine. They got Corona. Oh, they mixed the beer with the wine. That's what did it. They mixed Corona with the wine. That did it. This is what they perpetrated. Bullshit. The Italians knew it was bullshit. You know why they did that to Italy? Because Italy was going to opt out of the vaccination programs. So they assaulted Italy with this Corona Bonona. And this is what they did to put the fear into the people so they get the implants that they want to vaccinate everybody with. And then there was another thing that came off my feet today, that 80% of the people being diagnosed with the coronavirus is a false positive. 80% failure rate. You know what this tells me? This tells me that the medical field is incredibly incompetent, doesn't know its ass from a hole in the ground, or possibly collaborating with the powers that be to further cause the execution of men and women needlessly. That's how I see what I see. 80% failure? 99% wrong? And then they want us to go to them to get vaccinated? Are they kidding? If they can't get these facts right, what makes you think they can compound a vaccine correctly? You might get the shot that can kill you. Oh, so-and-so was healthy 5 minutes ago. They just walked 3 steps and dropped dead. The vaccine did the job. It killed that person. Seriously, this is how you have to think. Don't just go along with the program. Don't just follow the script. Put the brake on that. Start examining and testing what is up and down. Okay, the numbers are not adding up. If you took the whole population of the planet, 7 billion, and you took the population of how many people got infected, if they did get infected, because now you have to question the competency of the medical field, if they can, because they don't have any tests. And I said that in many shows. They don't have a test, so their competency on this is really, really shitty. Okay, so if they can't deduce of someone who having corona and not having corona, then why in the bloody hell would anybody consider taking a vaccine? Unless you're stupid, or unless you got programmed in a cult. You're now in the cult. You are now part of the elite cult, and they are now going to lead you down the path of destruction. You'll have your job. You'll have you'll be the perfect slave. You'll kiss their ass. You'll hit the button one day, and you're done. And as you're dying from your lips, you'll say, "Well, didn't I serve you well?" And they said, "I just needed you for whatever, and now I don't need you no more." So it is. That's the way it is. They treat everybody like a whore. That's the way it is. And that may sound weird and wicked, but they treat everyone like a whore. Once they're done with you, they kick you to the curb. They got done, they used you, and abused you, and now they moved on to the next one. That's the way it is. That's how it is. That's the way the game is played. You know, there is no soft pedaling this. And it may sound a little strong, but you know what? This is strong. You know, basically, you are creating culling or removal of people on the planetary level for no reason other than so that the elite can have more resources to themselves, so they can enjoy the fruits of this life, and at the expense of everybody's blood. This is what this is. This is a blood sacrifice so that they can have the planet, so they can now be in charge of a planet with a minimal amount of people, so that they need to maybe reboot or restart the population so they can further implant in the future generations a dual system where one will feed off the other. How many of you ever seen the time machine? There was one done in the 1950s, and there was a current one done later on. And in this show, if you've never seen it, guy builds a car that can move forward in time. So this was back in the 1920s, when the first one I seen. I think it was the 1920s. Anyway, when he built the machine, he moved forward into time, and he got to see the events occurring, the First World War, the Second World War, and then he pushed the limit, and he pushed it up. I forget how far he went into the future, and again, this is fictitious, but this is the elite telling us a story. So as he got to the future, and he stopped, and his machine stopped, he decided to get off and saw that the mankind had been completely reduced to the level of children, completely childlike. And there was another race of entities that lived underground, and they provided the food and the resources that were required to keep these young men and young women alive. But when it came time to the culling or the harvesting or the blood sacrifice, they would fire a signal, a horn or a bell or something, and then they would all go into this trance and walk into the underground caves, waiting to be caged and waiting to be consumed. Some were mated with so that, again, kept the propagation of the species going. but the rest were called consumed and fed on. Literally, fed on. The newer one was similar, but the difference was when they got into the certain scenario, when he got to that place in the future, he had stopped at one point, and it seemed like that mankind was constantly under some kind of disaster. There was always some kind of disaster happening that was an evolutionary changing event that occurred. So he went into the library and talked to the artificial intelligence, directly with the artificial intelligence. And later on, when he went further into the future, he found the same AI system still intact, still functioning. So he asked the AI what had happened, what caused this evolution to, or this change to go where it has. And so the AI explained to him what had happened as time went on. There was a division between the species. One stayed above ground, one went below. The ones that went below maintained everything above the ground. But when it came time for mating or for feeding, he made the comment of a sheep looking at the young child, saying that these were being preyed on. When the time traveler had gone out underneath and he talked to the head, the guy that was in charge, they had evolved into some kind of mutation where they were basically hermaphrodites. They were both men and women, contained in a shell, and they had completely morphed into something unusual. Now, this guy was the guy that controlled the other underground mutants that were there. And he explained what happened through the course of mutations and through the course of what happened and what they had to do in order to survive and become what they had to become in order to survive because of the events that had occurred on the planet. The theme was, on all of this, was the elite, those that were in charge, led men and women down to a path of death and destruction, and in the course of time had continually kept themselves as watchers over the herd, and at a convenient moment would then cull the herd and then feed on them and mate with them or create offspring with them through some genetics, and then start the cycle again. This has been occurring over and over and over. Every time we've had a major event in time, it has caused us to evolve even further, further away from our initial original state that we were. We're going from a higher life form to a lower degenerate. That's how the evolution has been going on. We've been exposed to nanotechnology, nanobiology, synthetic biology. We're constantly being barraged with different frequencies, constantly altering our DNA. We're being targeted with different programs going on. We are being constantly being fed, either through the air or through the food supply or through the water supply, components that are constantly designed to further break down our DNA and our genetic code so that we become more programmable, more malleable, or terminated. What's gone on in the last little while is basically another step into that direction. We are being constantly being programmed to accept certain things. And instead of rejecting these things and saying no to these things, people will capitulate. People have lost basically their testicular fortitude to say no. Nobody's looking at these numbers. Nobody's looking at the pandemic correctly. This is not a pandemic. This is a fake pandemic. This was a false red flag. They have been since 1991 messing with us, preparing us, constantly, again, setting things loose, constantly releasing whatever, constantly, We got the Hong Kong flu. We got the Taiwan flu. We got the Japanese flu. We got the Filipino flu. We got the Indonesian flu. We got the China flu. We got the bird flu. We got the H1N1. We got the pig flu. We got the pigeon flu. Oh shit, we got the flu from the third dimension from Mars. You know, it came from Uranus. We got that flu too. Constantly guiding us. And then in the same token, while we get this overwhelming program exploding in front of us, everybody's just so, you know, mesmerized and fixated on this program. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, $3.3 trillion later, gone. Now we've been hearing in Canada and the United States that the governments of the United States and Canada respectively are going to give people money. Oh, we got money for you. We got all kinds of money for you now. So if you're a business and you're this or that, you're hard done, but we got money for you. Where did they get the money from? United States was in a deficit. Canada's in a deficit. You know, wow. All of a sudden, we got money to give. I mean, Canada gives money away anyway. Canada just gave money to Greece, gives money to everybody else, but to its own people. And those who are of European descent in this country, when it comes time to get benefits here, you're rejected or you have to fight tooth and nail to get these benefits. But if you're from someplace else that Canada is importing in, oh, they've thrown the red carpet out. This is what has been going on in Canada. It's at the expediency of the citizens of this country. The wealth of this country is being dispersed outside of the country or to other venues other than to the citizens of Canada. Sure, it goes on everywhere else in the world, but it seems like Canada seems to be the one that seems to dole out a lot of money, and at the expense of its citizenry. It's the way it's been. It's how it's going. Even right now, there has been a curtailing of development economically in different parts of this country, which is causing unusual hardship, unnecessary hardship, for nothing, except to put people in control. Keep the poor poor, keep the political realm rich, let's get the serf system back. We need the serfs, we need the lords, we need all that crap again. I don't know about you, but the idea of having these people rule over us does not sit well with me. They don't have enough brains in their head to tie their shoes. And you gotta think this too. These guys don't have enough brains to come up with this kind of idea to create this kind of pandemonium and distraction to steal that much money. Somebody had to do the thinking for them. Somebody a lot more advanced than what we see here. They're not that smart. They put on a show. They put on a show that they're dumb, but really they're not that smart either. But I gotta say this, they are smarter than the average person because the average person doesn't see through their smoke screen, and they still believe when you go outside and you talk to people, you hear people, they are still in a state of frantic hysteria in regarding to the coronavirus. Oh, it's coming to get you. Yes, coming to a liquor store near you. Corona, it's coming to get you. And the other thing you got to look at too, see, we all grew up, those of us in the last 5 or 6 decades, we have all grown up calling a respiratory infection a cold. I caught a cold. Okay. Now, if we had correctly used the terminology precisely, we would have said, I caught a coronavirus. I caught the corona. That's what we should have been saying because that's the actual terminology for a cold. If you look it up, going back to 1965, the coronavirus was 5 strains that created an upper and lower respiratory assault. And they used to call it a cold. Now, what they've done with this which is really ingenious, really, I gotta say, it's really ingenious. They took a common cold that at this time of the year, throughout the planet, people do get. United States and Canada and other parts of the world are going from winter to fall, if they ever let us have winter to spring. If they ever let us have our spring and quit dumping refrigerants from the sky so that we breathe them in and have these infections. In other parts of the world, they're going from fall to winter. And in these transitional times, people wind up getting a cold. Now, some people do die from getting a cold. Those who have weakened immune systems or are compromised can get infected with a cold and die. This is normal, but the numbers are so small about what we're seeing now with this virus pandemic, or this bullshit pandemic, or this thieving men pandemic. This was a theft. This was highway robbery. This was a bigger heist than what went on with the Twin Towers. And all of a sudden, China bought out all the stocks. Imagine that. I wonder if that was the payment. I wonder if that was the payment given to China in order to conduct the experiments. This is just me speaking out of the top of my head at this stage. I have no fact to validate this. I'm just speculating on this based on the current history that we've had from the last 100 years. Doesn't it seem odd to you that back in the 1920s, things started getting tenuous and things started to happen, and it led to a war, First World War? Here we are, 100 years later, and it seems like history is repeating itself again. What is it about the 20s that requires this much shit to happen? Doesn't it seem like we're repeating the events that might have happened back in the 1920s with possibly a slight modification? Now we're using nanotechnology, nanobiology, or synthetic biology to produce killer programs. I call them a program. I don't call them a virus. A program. A killer program can now be released in the general population. All you gotta do is spray a chemtrail. Whoosh! Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's a case of Corona beer coming down on us. No, wait. It's the Corona pandemonium. Let's look here while they rob the bank over there. Just a perspective. Something you might want to start thinking the next time round. See, they got to make a change anytime soon now. They've got to make some kind of transitional change because people have been hearing about the Corona now for a couple weeks. And people are becoming desensitized to it, and people are becoming more and more unruly, and they're not paying attention to the social distancing rules like our government in Canada says, if you don't pay attention to the social distancing rule, we're going to charge you a $750 fine. We should be suing the government for lack of negligence is what we should be doing. But anyway, this is the game that's being played. So now I figured the next 4 or 5 days, give or take, this is what, the 26th. So by the end of the month, beginning of the new month, we will be going to some new disaster. We have to change it up now. People have gotten used to the Corona. So now we got to change it up, and we got to create a new disaster. Something milder, give them somewhat of a reprieve or a breather, but something enough to keep them still focused on the disasters that are going on. Okay, so what would that be? What could that possibly be? Well, it could possibly be a war, an event horizon like this. Could possibly be maybe the market, because it crashed. Now we have an economic problem going on and the monies are not making, the business need to change and blah, blah, blah. You know, could be that. But something is going to come back or come around again. Maybe a new wave of a new virus might be released. Who knows? Another distraction so they can steal more money from the pockets of the people. Steal more money from the banks even, or more money from the corporations. I mean, let's face it, the drug companies are trillionaires today, I would imagine. Trillionaires. So keep your eye on the sparrow. See where it takes us. from something from an old cop show I used to watch, Beretta. Keep your eye on the sparrow. You know, I've been talking about terahertz, and I've been talking about how when it hits the body, it penetrates the body 4 inches, hits the cells, releases the hydrogen in the body, and then continues to zing the mitochondria at an exponential rate and acts as a conductor. Well, somebody sent me an email today on the terahertz frequencies using water. And it's interesting the study they did with water. Before, they used to say terahertz frequencies could be blocked by water. Now they can be amplified and directed with water. It's a perfect weapon. It's the perfect weapon. Nobody would know you died from being hit with a frequency weapon like this. Nobody. It goes in. It might burn a little bit of a mark as it goes in. It can cluster, then causing severe damage internally. It can damage your organs, damage your DNA, your mitochondria. And then when it comes out, it actually seals the wound that it made when it went in. Perfect weapon. Perfect weapon. And you can call it a virus. Ooh. See, I didn't buy into that at all. At all. See, I've been around. I've seen this shit before. Time and time again. You know. And the problem that goes on today is either people have forgotten or people are so caught up in whatever cluster madness they're in that they can't think. And they're caught up in this raging, raving, exploiting of their mind. They're being programmed. And I have to wonder this too. You got to wonder this too. Have you noticed the news that Elon Musk is dumping another thousands and thousands of satellites up in space? You ever notice that? And I often wonder, why do we need so many satellites up in space? Is it because we need these satellites to constantly keep beaming people down on the earth with frequencies to program it and alter their thinking? Makes me wonder. Or maybe because we got the terahertz frequencies going on now, that we can now direct these frequencies more efficiently from the sky, hitting all the towers and directing them more efficiently on the citizens in the specific area, programming them to think or in terms of whatever they want them to think, misleading them in whatever directions they want them to mislead them into. Does that... See, things don't add up. Things are not adding up. And we need... And again, because they've got this huge distraction going on in regard to this corona, nothing is adding up. Nothing. So that means that if nothing is adding up, that means something is being deliberately done and planned and executed right now, and a process is going on. And you can speculate on the process, like I'm speculating on certain things here. And we have to now wait and see what they're going to pop up. Now we have to start thinking in these terms. You can no longer trust any government. Governments are not to be trusted. They're in bed with every corporation on the planet. The corporations actually run the governments today, especially the banks. You know, we are corporate America, corporate Canada, corporate Europe, corporate Asia, you know, corporate Oceania, corporate Africa. Everything's a corporation today, everything. So when we're looking at these corporates, they're not interested in people. They're interested in the bottom line, their profit margins and their growth factors. They don't care about you. And the other aspect of this as well. Technology is changing rapidly, by the minute, not by the day or the hour, by the minute. And when you see the rate of technology advancing by the minute in all different directions, from nanosynthetic life, AI systems, so forth and so on, you have to wonder, how long is it going to be before you start seeing drones patrolling the air? How long is it going to take before you start seeing robocops walking down the street, little tiny robots, you know, patrolling the area and telling you what to do and how to do it? And if you basically assault the machine. They'll come up with another one that'll have its own retaliation program. So you get shocked, or maybe the one that you assault me also do the same thing. They tried it in California. They had these robots going down the street saying you shouldn't shit on the sidewalk. You know, these people are street people. They had no place to go. So now it's saying you shouldn't defecate. You shouldn't defecate. Or you shouldn't shit. You shouldn't shit. Just so you guys know what I'm talking about. And they people beat up the machine. They knocked it down, started pounding on it, you know. And they got a reaction. You can't put people down and out and then send some sort of machine to tell them whatever. But they've learned, they've modified, they've adapted. Now the next machine will be armed or have a defense mechanism. So if that happens again, that machine may take somebody out. Just may happen. We're coming to that. We're coming to that. I can see the police forces in respective cities being wound down. I can see military police taking over a small contingency. So instead of having a SWAT team and a police force, now you just have a SWAT team. I can see robots walking down the street. I can see robots flying drones all over the place. And if you happen to be a problem child, if the robots and the drones can't handle you, can't take you out, or you know, fry your DNA and turn it into applesauce, then they send these guys in. We've seen these scenarios in the movies time and time again. You know, we were at one point in time, we were going, yay, the SWAT team came in, they're going to save the day. Now you better start thinking twice about saving the day. They might be sent to take you out. You know, what crime did he commit? He was chewing bubble gum, and they killed him for that. There's a law against that now. Why they killed the other guy? Because he had a Corona beer bottle in his hand. He drank the Corona, so now he's infected. Corona beer infected the man with beer. Or woman. These things will make you go bump in the night. The way out of this is to wake up, voice your voice, get others to wake up, and then start working as a community within the community. The communities we have today are shot to hell. They're gone. They're completely controlled and taken over by the fascist regimes or the corporocracy regimes that are running the countries today. They got your kids believing whatever the hell they got them believing in the school system. You know, they got them believing that they're entitled because they're millennials. You know, they got them believing that they can now choose their own sexual preference if they're even 5 to 6 years old. They have taught them that if the parents was to discipline them, they could be reported. They have taken all rights away from the parents. The state now controls your children. When you go get your child vaccinated, if you're still stupid enough to do this, then what winds up happening is your child now becomes infected with a microchip which they've implanted inside the child. So now the child will have health issues the rest of their lives, because as that chip gets to a certain point, it'll activate a program which will then cause some kind of anomalous effect on the child's immune system, and they'll start becoming dysfunctional. This is why they're pushing for the mandatory vaccines. And I think what they were testing as well is to see how many of you, those of you who are awake, again, if you're awake, you know not to get vaccinated. But they were testing to see as well how many people would actually reject being vaccinated. This was all part of this game, you know, all of it. And they probably have found out, I would probably say 60% of the population would probably bend over and kiss their backside just to have a needle shoved up their backside. I'd be willing to bet it's at least 60%, maybe 70. So you still have a contingency of people that will say no. And I keep saying primarily that there is going to be a division, again, community within a community, and we may see a community leave the major community, which is basically being completely controlled by corporocracies all across the planet, and basically go completely off-grid, sort of like the Mennonites and the Amish, you know, and the Hutterites, how they've all left because of, at one point in time, it's because of their faith and their persecution in their faith. They refused and rejected to accept the papacy's rulings and teachings, so they decided that they would stay as biblically orientated as they could. So they left. They just left. I see the same thing happening again. I really do. If this system is on a one-way trip to hell. This matrix system is on a one-way trip to hell. It ain't going nowhere else. They've opened the doors and now they're sucking it in. So the only way to avoid that is to, again, come out of her, my people, as the Bible says. So some of you might take it in one context, some might take it in another. Suit yourself however way you want to take it. Let me see what else I got here. I had a bunch of stuff. Oh, yeah. United Kingdom, UK, that means Britain, England, Merry Old London, all that stuff, has downgraded the coronavirus. Downgraded it. In other words, it's not that dangerous. It doesn't deserve the hype it's getting. This is also, there'll be a link on this as well. So you can go check it out and go take a read on this. I also have, I have an augmented force wordpress.com. I forgot all about it. I had this until I got a notice from my account saying that somebody had become a member or they're reading the literature or whatever. So I decided to go check it out because it's been a while since I put anything on there. And sure enough, I was looking at it. It was an interesting thing about how nanotechnology and nanobiotechnology, how it can integrate and grow and all kinds of things. And then there's another one I put right below it, controlled superstructures, okay, and nano sources. These will start getting everybody to start thinking correctly in regard to nano. Now, the one bit shoot I watched a couple days ago or whatever, the guy was showing something extremely in depth in regarding to the nanotechnology, how it can make machines and it can replicate machines just like itself and make them smaller and smaller and smaller. You gotta remember, they're already on a nano scale. That's a billionth of a meter. The next one is a pico scale. That's a trillionth of a meter. I believe that I get the other ones confused, but it could be either an atto or femto, which is a quadrillionth of a meter. These things can build machines and replicate themselves continually, perpetually, forever, as long as the resources are there or the program is operating. So when you're looking at this, then it makes you wonder and makes you think, how can you get this out? If the program is subjecting itself to replication, modification, and integration, then you got to be able to shut the program. That's the only way you're going to stop it. You have to turn off the program. If you don't turn off the program, then eventually it will take you out. It will take you over. So no amount of salt that you take is going to stop this effect. It's not going to pull it out. It'll break down biofilm, but that's it. No amount of enzymes is going to completely break it down either. You can reduce the topical or superficial levels that may have just got involved or embedded into the system, but there's no way you're going to get out the deeper layers of this saturation. You have to remember this. This stuff is a synthetic biology. It doesn't work on the same principles of biology or other pathologies do. It has its own program, its own paradigm, its own defense mechanisms, its own repair mechanisms. So there's no way you're just going to stop it with a simplistic concept. You're going to need more. If you're thinking a herb or a supplement is going to stop this, good luck on that one. I figured the best way is to allow you to go ahead and do it, and I couldn't stop you anyway, but you know what? Go ahead. Take the step. Take the stuff. Listen to the numbskulls. Whatever they tell you, go ahead and do it. And then see what happens. See if nothing changes. See if something changes. You'll find that eventually it will adapt and that won't work. You must turn off the programming in nanobiology in order to stop it. If you don't turn it off, it's going to continue perpetuating its assembling, replication, and repairing. This will give you an idea how it can use almost anything in your body, how it can use almost anything, and I mean anything, it comes across. Doesn't matter what it is. You know, it has the capacity to adapt and utilize all any resource for its capacity to assemble and integrate. This is, we're dealing with a technology that has not been seen before. Not in our lifetime anyway. See where I got everything. Oh, I want to read something that was written by Frank Zappa, probably in the 70s, maybe the 80s. The illusion of freedom will continue as long as it's profitable to continue. The illusion. At the point where the illusion becomes too expensive to maintain, they'll just take down the scenery, they'll pull back the curtains, they'll move the tables and chairs out of the way, and you'll see the brick wall at the back of the theater. In other words, they take away the scenery that they got you looking at, you know, and all you see is the brick that was there. That's all there is. It's an illusion. Concept of freedom, you don't have freedom in any free country. Look at Australia. Australia is getting raked over the coals. Okay? A Commonwealth country. A country that has democratic principles, just like Canada, New Zealand, you know, the United Kingdom, South Africa. You know, and South Africa's with the Dutch as well, and the United States. Yet, this is what they've done in all the Commonwealth countries. They have given you your wage, and then they've taxed the living shit out of you with it. And you can't go anywhere without paying an extra tax on everything that we buy. That's not freedom, that's control. True freedom would mean we wouldn't be taxed. We wouldn't be paying extra taxes. We wouldn't be supporting corrupt regimes that bankrupt people's investments in the stock market and at the same time cause high levels of affliction on the general population and then distract and deceive them with these things. Something I just figured I'd read. I did a scenario somebody sent me from 2008, first case of H1N1, all the way down the line, you know. Then April 2019, we had an outbreak of vaping. I mean, it's one thing after another after another. It's just hilarious when you see the articles on this stuff and how they've constantly been manipulating us. And every time they've manipulated us, it's been something far more sensational. You got to give credit to the writers of the script. You have to give credit to the writers of the script. I got to tell you, they are sensational and making everything sensationalized. You know, and if you don't catch on, if you don't perceive what's going on, if you follow things like a script, if you read things like a comic book and you just roll through it, being entertained, and you don't stop and ask the questions you need to stop and ask, then you basically get sucked into the drama, you get sucked into the unreality, and it begins to, again, make it believable in your mind. This is the worst form of an assault anybody could do to another person, is by programming them in such a manner where they completely believe a lie. They believe a deception over the truth. And when you tell them the truth, they can't accept the truth because they've been constantly programmed to believe a lie. And this is what's going on. This is why you can't tell people about chemtrails, because they've been taught all their lives those are condensation trails. They can't tell the difference. They see a line in the sky as opposed to seeing a little mist coming out of an airplane that we used to see when I was growing up as a child. They call that a condensation trail. It's ludicrous and hysterically sad that the mindset has been brought down to such a level of, again, dysfunctionality, where you cannot determine the difference. This is all programming. And so this is why, going back to the Elon Musk thing, I wonder if those satellites are beaming us in the head, trying to program us. I really, really wonder if this is what's going on. You know, some of us seem to be more impacted than others. Some are impacted one way with one thing. Some are impacted another way with another thing. You know, but it makes you wonder why all the satellites. So again, to further access everybody, have a bigger range, to create a collective. Is this one day going to turn us against each other? Think about that. Think about that one. All right. I'm always saying we should, again, advocate those who are doing something. You know, when you're giving a donation of any kind, if you feel the need to give a donation. On my site, there are plenty of people there that you can donate to. Feel free to donate if you can. If you can't, and because you're going through hard times or because you don't have a job now, whatever, if you can share the information, then by all means do so. That would be just as good, maybe even better. Alrighty, I'm going to cut it down, cut it short tonight. Actually, I almost went an hour. I want you to take a look at the links. I think you'll find them interesting. I think I got everything I think I need to say. So pay attention to the surroundings, you know. If you got money in the bank, you may want to consider doing something else with it, something that may allow you to keep your money until the time comes. Oh, this is one thing I almost forgot. I was watching the network television, and I noticed this was an American program. It was a Brinks program about buying into a prepaid card, about the cash, because now they're trying to get everybody away from cash. This is the fun thing I almost forgot. The cash is your power. But you're going to have idiots, again, idiots, they're going to say, we should do away with cash. I already heard it. Someone told me in my local area here that somebody out in the county that they knew said this. And I couldn't believe, again, the level of moronic stupidity that I heard there. If your cash is gone and everything's on a debit and credit system, you no longer have control of your finances. The corporations or the corporocracy governments do. Just like they did in Greece, they'll be doing it here in Canada and the United States. So if you have funds in the bank, you may want to start thinking of pulling some out and keeping some aside for the next pandemic that comes along, which may cause a bank run. This is a possibility. If they stole $3.3 trillion under everybody's nose with this fake pandemic that I've been saying is completely fraudulent, look at the numbers. All anybody's got to do is look at the numbers, the global numbers, as opposed to how many people have gotten infected, how many people have supposedly been exposed, and then how many actually died. The numbers do not add up. The number of deaths that have occurred would not require this, or would even be deemed as a pandemic. The H1N1 was far more worse than this, and that wasn't considered a pandemic. So again, we're being shish kebabbed here. So your cash is your power until that's taken away, because you got... See, this is the biggest problem. I was talking to some friends earlier. The biggest problem we have isn't that the elite is screwing over with us. Is that we have people among us who actually believe in this system that they're bringing on. That's the problem. And those of us who are directly opposing this system because of where it leads and the implications of it, are having very little exposure, number one. We have to live with these people. We have to live in this environment with them. This is what I find frustrating as hell. You know, if we all had the money, I said this the other day to a friend, if I had the money, I'd already be in the bush. I'd already be there. I'd be off grid. I'd be working on doing the things I'm doing now there. You know, and I think that, and that's true for a lot of people. A lot of people said the same thing. You know, we have to live with these morons. That's how I see it. So, and we have to try to wake them up, if that's even possible. So anyway, use your head, pay attention, look at the signs all around you. You know, I don't mean billboards. Look at the signs that things are happening all around you. And then for those of you who are biblical orientated, you can see some of the things that are going on are matching up with some of the things the Bible has been saying. So we need to, like I said, focus and pay attention on these things. There's a correlation. I don't believe in anything being coincidental. Nothing. So I think as well with what's going on today and what we're seeing today with the unethical practice and immoral practices that the system is doing, we need to really focus on what's going on. Next one will be something like I just said. We're due for another something within that time frame. Something's going to change, and once it changes, we're going to be caught up in a new set of dire reality. Oh, we got over the corona. Now we got this dire reality. All right, till the next show. To your health, eh? Take care.